And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this Easter Sunday. I'm Jo Stanley and, as always, I'm joined by medical herbalist and pharmacist Gerald Quigley. Good morning.
Good morning, Jo.
It's lovely to have you join us, and also Luke Hines. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm feeling really pumped, and I can't even blame an Easter egg sugar rush. I'm just feeling pumped. It's a beautiful day out there today. I'm excited for the weekend, and it's a long weekend, so you can't not smile.
Well, you're always bouncing out of your skin when it comes to health, that's for sure, Hinesy. But, Gerald, you are sounding a little distant today because you are joining us from your holiday for your 50th wedding anniversary with your beautiful wife, Philippa, and your family in Port Douglas. Congratulations. It's such a lovely thing for you to do.
Thank you, Jo. And it just goes to show there are some very patient women in the world if I can make 50 years. So I've done that. Yes, look, we've had a wonderful week. You may laugh, Hinesy, but, you know, your turn will come. And, Jo, I'm sure you'll make it as well. It's a pretty been a pretty special time in a beautiful part of Australia. It's just exciting to see people about, enjoying themselves, enjoying the sunshine, and it's a wonderful time. So thank you for your best wishes and looking forward to our chats today.
Yes, well, this is such a lovely reminder, I think, that it's important to pause and celebrate the special moments in life. And how much do we value time with our family right now?
No doubt about that. And it is, do we give ourselves enough time to do that? Is the pressure of the 24-hour news cycle such that you almost feel guilty when you think, I need a break? Is that the case, Hinesy, do you think?
Yeah, GQ, I spent so many years leading up to the pandemic, rushing, going from here to there and never feeling like I had time to stop, settle and connect. And ever since we were locked down, I have opened up my heart and my space and my energy for those around me. And now when my mum says, hey, are you in town? Have you got time for a quick coffee? I'm like, I'm not in town for a quick coffee. I'm in town for a proper, deep, connected catch-up. And this deep connection is so important, and you realize what matters. And then when you really put your phone down and you tune in with the person or the people in front of you, it just makes you sing from the inside out. And that's health in itself. We talk about health each and every week here. Health isn't just what we put into our mouth with food or the type of exercise we do. Health is about the relationships we have with others and ourselves.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, Hinesy. I'm lucky enough to have my family over this afternoon for lunch. I've got my slow roasting pork and my slow roasting lamb in the oven. They're each going to get about 6 to 7 hours on a very low heat. I can't wait for that.
I reckon I could probably be there just in time.
Well, anyway, while you're up there, Gerald, let me remind you not to forget to care for your skin, because we're all well aware we need to look after our skin in the summertime, but dehydration and harsher climates are a factor in skincare for winter. So I want to remind you of that, GQ.
Thank you, Jo. Thank you.
He really took that on board, Jo. I mean, if there's anyone that's into his nightly skincare regime, it's GQ.
Well, all right. But first up, we chat with dermatologist Dr. Leona Yip about the 5 signs of sensitive skin, ways to hydrate it during winter, and what important components we should be looking at in our products to do this. And I know, Gerald, you might be rolling your eyes, but it's very important. And let me tell you also, she's got some advice for us, because it doesn't need to break the bank balance, okay, which is music to my ears. I'm pretty tight when it comes to these sorts of things.
Jo, you need to. I don't roll my eyes much, but sometimes I didn't then, I promise.
Okay,
I absolutely
good to know.
Did not then. It's usually, it's Philippa's expression, behind every good man is a woman who rolls her eyes.
Yes, okay. We're also learning about Alzheimer's disease, which has probably touched many of our families in some way. So we take a look at medical nutrition and how this can assist in this disease. And Hinesy, you've got some healthy yet delicious ways to treat ourselves over the Easter break. Didn't know it was possible to be healthy and delicious.
Absolutely. I've always believed, Jo, if you're going to have a treat, it can taste as good as it is for you. So not everything has to be laden with sugar and fats. I've got you covered.
Okay. Well, Gerald is also here, as usual, with the vitamins, and we're talking turmeric, which I think is a beautiful herb. Herb? Spice. Spice. It's a spice. Looking forward to hear from you on that, Gerald. And 131-873 is our number for your health questions. Anything that you need advice on, 131-873 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Both Gerald and Hindsay are here to give you whatever advice you need. And next up is dermatologist Dr. Leona Yip on how to protect our skin during the harsh winter climate. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Skin, it's our largest organ. Are you taking care of it? Cetaphil Skincare is dermatologically tested and defends against five signs of skin sensitivity with simple, gentle and effective solutions. So whether you're carving it up, sweating it out, getting to work, or your skin's as dry as the outback, when it comes to protecting your sensitive skin, Cetaphil's got your back and your arms and your legs and your face. Cetaphil is available for a great price at Chemist Warehouse.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It is the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Give us a call with any questions that you might have to support your health today. Irene from Wollongong, good morning. Hello,
good
Irene.
Good to speak to you.
Oh, hi, Irene.
I'm hoping, you know, I've had trouble for years with this corn on the thick part of my left foot, just behind my small toe, and it's forever there. I mean, I do go to the podiatrist, okay, he just scrapes the top off it, and within a few weeks, it's sore again. Is there any way of getting rid of a corn permanently?
Gerald?
Irene, the corns are caused by friction and poorly fitting shoes and all sorts of things, but you just probably need to impress upon your podiatrist, he or she is the expert in feet care. Just tell him that you're frustrated that this is coming back, and he may be able to give you something to wear to stop any potential friction. So just make sure you give that message to him, and that'll stop that frustration that you constantly feel that having been to him, it's come back, and that's annoying. So make a little note to remind yourself, look him in the eye and say, listen, I know that you're doing a good job, but this is coming back far too readily. Please fix it.
All the best with that, Irene. And how often do we hear that perhaps we're not getting the kind of care that we want from the person that we're seeing, the health professional? We need to be a little bit more assertive, Gerald.
Well, we just need to. Sometimes it's worth making notes, Jo, because you come in and you get chatting about things. And, you know, most health practitioners are really keen to get feedback. And there's nothing to be frightened about giving feedback. And feedback that worries you, that's the best feedback of the lot.
Absolutely. Well, and how important are our feet when it comes to our health, Luke?
Absolutely. We already face a challenging life. We've got a lot of stresses coming from different angles. If we've got issues with our feet, our basic standing up, standing at work, going for a gentle walk, walking the dog, if we've got an issue there, it's going to slow back everything in our lives. So getting that sorted. And my mum was in a similar position with corns. And what she did is she went and she got proper fitting shoes and also some insoles. And it made a complete difference to her everyday functioning.
All the best there, Irene. Well, as we suck up the last rays of the warmer months and we look ahead to Winter and Skin Awareness Month, which highlights the fact that our skin needs just as much protection during the colder months as it does over summer, we have joining us on the line Dr. Leona Yip, a fellow of the Australasian College of Dermatologists and Director of Skin Partner Specialist Dermatologists in Brisbane. Good morning, Leona.
Good morning. How are you?
It's
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, look, it's great to have you back on the show. I think many of us are guilty of not caring for our skin as much in winter as we do in summer. And do you think that's because we've been more educated in sun protection when it comes to heat?
Yeah, I think that's the case. There's been decades now of sun awareness campaigns in summer about sun protection. But just because we're covered up in winter and we tend to forget about our skin doesn't mean we should forget about our skin, because winter skin is a thing. You know, winter changes can cause skin problems like dryness, itching, as well as flares of eczema that can be problematic. So we do need to proactively look after our skin in winter too.
Well, you're helping us do that, Leona, with what's called Skin Awareness Month. Now, obviously, there's going to be a few key focuses throughout that month. Can you tell us what they are? And then also, what are the five signs of sensitive skin? Because I feel like that goes hand in hand. If we're going to be aware of our skin, then we need to know what the signs of our skin are, right?
Yes, definitely. It's a very good question. So this April is Skin Awareness Month, and it's a Cetaphil initiative. So this is the perfect opportunity for us to focus on the health of our largest organ of the body leading towards the colder months. Because as we move away from summer into the cold, the humidity drops, the air becomes colder and drier, and our skin can also develop changes like sensitivity, irritation. It's more prone to flaking, dryness, and it can be quite difficult to look after. And that's winter skin, as I've alluded to before. So this year's focus for Skin Awareness Month is to increase awareness and educate people about winter skin, how to best prepare for it, including helping people choose the right skincare moisturizers. So there are five signs of sensitive skin. The first sign is a weakened skin moisture barrier. And a weakened skin moisture barrier exacerbates the other four signs of sensitive skin, which are dryness, irritation, roughness, and tightness.
Oh, there you go. That's a mouthful in itself, Jo Stanley.
Gerald, I know that you often have people asking about irritated and dry skin.
Yes, it's a very common issue. Leona, with the vast array of options available, how does the average person tell what type of skin they might have? Bear in mind that we're educated early. You've got sensitive and dry and reactive and oily and the T-zone. How do we simplify that?
Yes, it is quite complicated, and skin types, it's more than just the four types of skin. But for those who are experiencing signs of dry skin, you will get symptoms such as flaking, roughness, and your skin can be prone to redness and eczema, for example. So if you do experience symptoms like that, and if we do not treat it, you're more prone to getting conditions like eczema, for example, and your rosacea skin can also flare up. So it's important to address these with good moisturizers, good quality moisturizers that can repair the weakened skin barrier to maintain our skin moisture, hydration, so you don't get these symptoms that can constantly or regularly affect your activities of daily living. And of course, if you've got oily, greasy skin, you will also notice this, especially at the start of puberty, for example, where you're more prone to getting skin breakouts, or adults can get that too. And there are moisturizers that are more suitable for skin types like that, which are lighter-based lotions, for example, instead of greasier based moisturizers.
Leona, I always notice that my skin looks really tired and haggard if I haven't drunk enough water, which brings me to your point that you just mentioned, which is hydration. Can you tell me how important it is that obviously we stay hydrated, but what's the difference between, you know, guzzling litres of water, but also hydrating the skin from the outside in?
That's an excellent question. It's actually something that I answer a lot with my media interviews. So while drinking water is important for body functions, but we don't exactly know how much water gets to the skin. So while hydration through fluid intake is important, but what is more important to replace moisture in the skin is using moisturizers. You're replacing skin oils. You're also helping to maintain water within the skin, because skin hydration is so essential to help us maintain normal skin function. And it also helps to maintain skin suppleness, radiance. And did you know that when our skin's dry, it actually can make us look older and accentuate our skin blemishes?
No, thank you.
Leona, just one last quick question. I know from the more senior people in my life that the older you get, it seems our skin is more sensitive and often very, very dry as well. So putting moisturizer on the skin can flare up the sensitivity, but then they're left with this dry skin. What's the answer?
When we get older, our skin definitely produces less oil, and there are certain areas on our body which would be drier than usual, which is outside the face. For example, our lower legs, which is a common place that the older you get, the more difficult it is to look after the skin. So firstly, use a soap-free cleanser. That's really important, because soaps are irritants and can dry the skin even more. Use a moisturizer with a greasier base or a thicker consistency moisturizer. So moisturizers with glycerin, hyaluronic acid, vitamin E, panthenol or provitamin B5 to really look after the skin moisture barrier, draw moisture within the skin and making sure that it stays intact within the skin. And if you're not sure, see a dermatologist or your GP who can advise you on the best products suitable for your skin type.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Leona Yip. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me back.
Have a great Sunday. Well, keep your calls coming, 131-873 with questions for your health. Plus, Hindsay, you are bringing us a healthy sweet treat next.
Hello,
I love this.
Bring it on, Joe.
Is it possible? I can't believe it. It's a miracle.
Yes.
All right, that's all next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's another big day, a 5K walk, 10K bike ride, followed by some work in the garden. Feeling tired just thinking about it? Achieve more with Wakey Wakey Gummies. Tailor your wakefulness with up to 5 gummies per day to help boost energy levels and support concentration. Plus, each gummy contains vitamins B3, B6, B12 and C for increased mental stamina. Wakey Wakey Gummies are $12.99 from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label for all the directions for use. If symptoms persist, talk to your health professional. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Do keep your calls coming. 131-873 is our number. But before we get to our calls, Hines, you have promised us this Easter delicious food, tasty, but yeah, healthy.
Joe, you know when I tell people to eat well, live your best life, try to eat nutrient-dense foods, that's all well and good. But if it's boring, no one is going to want to do it. Now, mm-hmm. Easter, Christmas, birthdays, they come around, and so many people feel like when they're eating clean, they have to miss out. They're like, oh, I can't have that. No, I'm on a diet. I don't want to. Listen, Joe, I don't want to hear any of that. That is such a yawn fest, and I'll tell you why. It's all about balance, and it's about getting amongst it, but making some simple swaps. So I'm going to give you a simple three-ingredient chocolate recipe. For those today who have said, oh, I'm not having chocolate, you can now have chocolate. The first ingredient is raw cacao. Now, that is instead of cocoa, because cocoa has been heated and treated, and it's lost all of its fantastic nutrients. So find raw cacao. You can get it at any shop, mm-hmm. any major supermarket. Then you're adding that to either cacao butter, which can be hard to find, or coconut oil, all right?
That's everywhere.
So everywhere.
Yep.
Equal parts coconut oil, equal parts raw cacao, and then sweeten to taste with an unrefined sweetener, like maple syrup, raw honey, or coconut sugar. Now, when you slowly melt that down in a saucepan over low heat, then pour it into some ice cube trays or even a baking tray lined with baking paper, set it in the fridge or freezer till it's firm. Right there, you've got raw chocolate. Now, once you've made that, you can actually head to houseofwellness.com.au. We have a recipe tab there under Eat, and I have a recipe there for my raw Snickers bites.
Yeah.
Now, these are basically a healthy version of a Snickers, and you use peanut butter and coconut cream to make the caramel nougat filling, and then you melt some of that chocolate I just told you how to make down, coat it over the top, sprinkle some roasted peanuts. It is so good. But I'll leave you with this. Just because you're trying to look after yourself doesn't mean you should miss out. So make some simple swaps and you will be laughing all the way to the health home.
Absolutely love it. Houseofwellness.com.au. And I must say the recipe looks so simple, and I feel like it's something you can do with your kids in the school holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
but do you have
really
to share them with the kids? They could help make it, and then they're for you.
I would keep a little reserve for me in the secret cupboard.
The mum and dad stash.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yes, yeah. Head along to houseofwellness.com.au for that recipe. Let's get to some calls. Hello there, Claire from Penshurst.
Oh, hi, good morning. My husband has a very serious medical issue. He's got blood clots, and he's got a blood clot in his leg. And I'm just wondering if what natural things we can give him to thin the blood. He's on everything the doctor says, but any natural things, what would you recommend?
Gerald?
Claire, this is a potentially serious issue, and there's really no natural blood thinner. In spite of every now and again, someone says, look, be careful of fish oil because it thins the blood. The evidence says it doesn't. You just need to follow very, very, very carefully and check that your husband follows carefully every instruction the doctor gives him, because as you will see on House of Wellness television today, there is actually a segment by our two doctors on blood clots, particularly DVTs, which happen invariably in the leg, and the risks that they bring. So whatever treatment he's on, make sure he sticks to it, And once the blood clots have gone and they'll slowly dissolve, they'll be taken away, then everything gets back to normal. But it is a potentially serious issue. And don't be tempted by something you've read that says, you know, this is a natural medicine, it's safe, whatever, and it's going to thin the blood. It won't. And stay away from them.
Yes, be very careful there. And yes, House of Wellness TV today on Channel 7 at midday. That is a very interesting story from the doctor's car on blood health and ways to keep our blood red, rich and flowing. Do check that out. Elizabeth from Melbourne, good morning.
Quick question.
Yes, hi there, yes, Elizabeth. What's your question?
Magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need it? I apparently am severely lacking in magnesium, and I just wondered why we need it. I've been told to take tablets, and when is the best time of day to take these magnesium tablets?
Gerald?
Magnesium is a very underrated mineral. Elizabeth, magnesium is a very underrated mineral because many of us have low levels, and sometimes that can happen in spite of taking magnesium as a supplement. Heinze will give us some thoughts on magnesium-rich foods, but if you have low levels, you mentioned taking tablets. Capsules or powder is best. And the level of magnesium needed is the one just below which you might get some loose motions. That's the trigger, Elizabeth, that your blood levels are high enough that you can really settle on a slightly higher dose. So if you buy some capsules, perhaps take one in the morning and one at night. If that goes well, terrific. Signs of magnesium deficiency, so signs that you need magnesium, Elizabeth, are things like cramping in your legs, muscle twitches, just little things like that. That's what we call a magnesium sign. Now, Heinze, yeah, magnesium-rich
foods. That's exactly right, GQ.
Where do we go with that?
It's such an important mineral. It's involved in so many different functions of our body. And I've got to say, I was just talking about it a moment ago. Dark chocolate is a fantastic place to start. Avocados, nuts, legumes. If you're plant-based, tofu is a fantastic option. Seeds are there and whole grains. So you could have a big bowl of oats in the morning, some dark chocolate before bed, and one of my favourites, fatty fish. Good crispy skin piece of salmon, absolutely perfect.
Lovely. All the best with that, Elizabeth. Next up, I know we're going to be talking a little more about dark chocolate. I've got a question for you there, Heinze. Plus, Gerald will explain the connection between medical nutrition drinks and Alzheimer's support. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Linda from Gunnedah, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter to everybody.
To you too.
Happy Easter.
How can we help you?
Yes, I have a 15-year-old granddaughter who is suffering terribly with acne, and it's all across her forehead, her cheeks, her chest and on her back. What can I do to help her? And she's just starting to, she has got light scarring on her cheeks.
Gerald?
Linda, the best thing to do is to please have her visit her GP. There are a lot of products on the market, but we're talking here a developing young lady, hormonal changes, friendship changes, stress at school. There's all sorts of things going on, all of which will be shown up as skin issues. Her doctor will be able to guide her into some of the best options available rather than just going out and grabbing things without really finding out what's going on. The doctor may also order some blood tests just to see how those levels that I mentioned are going. So that is the best thing, because if she is annoyed by them, you've mentioned scarring. It's scarring on the face is so easy to eventuate. So we've got to reduce any possibility of that happening. So the first thing, nothing to fear. You're just going along to have a chat to your doctor about, or to her doctor, about her overall physical development and to see what suggestions the doctor has. And I think that's really the safest and best option at this stage. And if you want to give me feedback on how she gets on, please just head to the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an Ask tab there, and that Ask tab never closes.
That's such great advice, GQ. When I was growing up and going through puberty, I had serious acne issues. One thing I knew at the time is that I wasn't necessarily interested in going on anything too strong from a medicine point of view. So what I did is first I tried to understand that obviously when we look at it in the mirror, sometimes feels bigger than it actually is. So please try to advise not to touch it or pick at it, because that's something that you get really kind of tempted to do when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. You want to pick it. It only exacerbates the problem. But secondly, beyond obviously the hormone changes, which are going to happen regardless, try to aid the healthier system that we possibly have. We've been talking about skin health this week, and that our skin is our largest organ in our body. So anything that we put into our body that may be a form of a toxin, say maybe some junk food or high sugary food, sometimes that can also come out of our skin as well. So try to eat as healthy as possible, as often as possible, and plenty of water to keep your system flushed and clean.
And I love, Linda, that you have asked the question, because you're obviously concerned about your granddaughter. And I think we need to acknowledge that this really impacts your mental health as well. And a lot of what we need to do is to assist, you know, support our young people and really build them up in their sense of confidence and give them ways to connect with community and family and activities that really light them up, so that perhaps they're not focusing so much on their skin. Would you agree, Hunty?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. That's what I kind of started with saying. When we feel like something's huge, we obsess over it, and it only becomes bigger and bigger. And even as adults, we have that with stresses in our lives. When we're young, we need to say, hey, life is huge. There's a much bigger picture at play here. Mm. Just try to focus on all the positives around you, because this will pass.
Yeah, I love it, Linda, that you called. Thank you so much. You're sounding a little like a strange Dalek over there, Hindsy, so we got to fix that for you. Oh, you got to love Easter. Meanwhile, let's get on to this very important conversation. Alzheimer's disease is something that has touched many of us. Hundreds of thousands of Australians live with it, which of course has a very painful impact on their families. So Gerald, you're going to help us learn more about this condition as well as the area of medical nutrition. So GQ, we know that you're not a doctor, you're a pharmacist, but are you able to give us the current stats on Alzheimer's in our country?
Quite sad stats, Joe and Luke. In 2022, we estimate there's around 487,500 Australians, so 487,500 people with dementia. Now, Alzheimer's is one of the most common forms of dementia, and this is part of the issue. But Alzheimer's accounts for 70% of those diagnosed cases. So it is basically a type of dementia. And it's a very sad case, and I get more and more contacts about it. Can I tell you briefly what Alzheimer's is?
Yes. It
damages the brain. So we're thinking here it's a collection of symptoms, things like impaired memory, impaired thinking, sometimes behaviour that's not quite normal. And as I said, it's the most common form of dementia. Very sad. And that's where we're up to.
You there, Hindsy?
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. My grandfather had Alzheimer's, and I learned
I'm going to stop you there. It's very hard to understand you with your microphone. I don't know what's going on there. And So Gerald, can you explain to us what lifestyle changes are recommended for people diagnosed with Alzheimer's?
Well, like many things in our areas of health, Joe, regular physical activity, good nutrition, fundamental. Following a Mediterranean-style food option diet and keeping mentally active. Now, we're talking here about slowing down the progression of Alzheimer's disease. So this is what we call a progressive disease. And they're the lifestyle changes that we need. We know that, as I said, all areas of our health are really impacted positively by that. Can I tell you briefly, Joe, about the trend towards medical nutrition?
Yes, please, because this is a term I've not heard so much about. What is medical nutrition?
Well, medical nutrition is basically food specifically targeted to health, to help a person get a positive outcome. So we're talking here about slowing down progression. So it might be a powder that you mix in water. It might be a ready prepared drink in liquid form, and they're very pleasant to take. So that's the way that the option is available to basically slow down the progression. Now, the one that's got the evidence is called Suvenaid.
Yes.
Now, that usually is best taken under medical supervision. It's available for sale without a problem at all. But Suvenaid really is being formulated on the basis of 20 years of research, and I'm happy to supply those stats if anyone wants to, or that research if anyone needs it. But the studies show, and these are recent studies, the recent study followed patients with an early stage of Alzheimer's disease over 3 years, and it showed that Suvenaid slowed the progression of memory and cognitive decline by 60%. Brilliant. Mm. Reduced brain shrinkage by 33% and reduced the loss of everyday task performance by 45%. Now, these are quite staggering changes in our effort to delay the progression, and certainly worth discussing with your doctor.
Well, thank you so much for that. Very important information, Gerald. Next up, we're going to learn about the benefits of turmeric. Looking forward to that on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alzheimer's disease can affect your memory, thinking and behaviour. Suvenaid is a medical nutrition drink that supports memory function for people in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease when taken daily for at least 6 months. Backed by 20 years of research, Suvenaid contains a unique combination of nutrients formulated to support the growth of brain connections. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, Suvenaid liquid 125ml range is $17.99. Suvenaid is a food for special medical purposes for the dietary management of early Alzheimer's disease and must be used under medical supervision. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's time for A to Z Vitamins. Gerald, you're going to tell us all about turmeric today.
Joe, turmeric, there is an allegation that turmeric is my favourite herb, but I see the benefits of turmeric, particularly in inflammation, right across the board. Many people can't take the regular non-steroidal anti-inflammatories because of medications they might be on or tummy issues they might have, and turmeric is certainly an option worth considering. The biggest issue with turmeric, as Heinze often mentions, is that it's difficult to absorb. You've got to have a lot. And really then that can put you into indigestion territory. And the way around it is to look at a supplement which gives you the better bioavailability. So you might take a supplement once a day which is especially formulated to give you all the benefits of the active ingredient, which is curcumin, without really any of the adverse effects, particularly if you've got a delicate tummy. So you look for the high bioavailability, get some advice from your pharmacist, and away you go.
I love that you talk about the bioavailability there, GQ, because if you are having turmeric in its natural state, you've got to pair it with a good quality source of fat and some cracked black pepper to optimise the absorption, which is why, in my mind, you can't go past a turmeric-rich butter chicken, which has both healthy fats and cracked pepper.
Very nice. I like the sound of that. The A to Z of Vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Pro Curcumin Active, a convenient, high-strength, one-a-day formulation to help support general health and well-being. We have time for one more quick call. Hi there, Joe from Werribee.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I'm ringing up about rosacea. I get it very bad on the nose, and I'm wondering, I put Rosex on it, and I've got some tablets, Emycin, so I was just wondering if there's anything else I can do.
Gerald?
Yeah, Joe, I've got a number of suggestions for rosacea. If you could please send me an email and I'll list them out very carefully, and it will make a difference, because rosacea is really a manifestation of all sorts of things, from stress levels to ability to digest certain food types to all sorts of things. So stay on your antibiotic, and I'll have some suggestions there. Go to the Ask tab, Joe, on the houseofwellness.com.au website, and I'll get an answer to you today, all right? I'll promise.
Yes, 131-873 was our number. I'm giving that out, but we're at the end of the show, so thank you so much. Thank you so much to all of our callers, and do head along to houseofwellness.com.au to the Ask tab, and we'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Did you know that low dietary magnesium levels can cause muscles to cramp? Support muscle function with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle from Chemist Warehouse. It contains not one but two well-absorbed forms of magnesium and the herb cramp bark, which is traditionally used in Western herbal medicine to relieve muscle cramps. Help support your magnesium levels with Go Healthy Pro Magnesium Muscle, only $49.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's been lovely to spend this Easter Sunday with you. Hinesy, quickly, can you please tell me as I hoe into my dark chocolate Easter eggs this Sunday, why is it people say dark chocolate is good for our health?
This is my top five for raw cacao, Joe Stanley. They've got 40 times the antioxidants than blueberries. They are the highest plant-based source of iron. They are packed with magnesium, which is responsible for so many chemical reactions in our body. More calcium than cow's milk, and it is a natural mood elevator. So you want to get that serotonin happening today, get into that chocolate, Joe.
I knew that it made me feel good. Now I know why. I love this. Gerald, thank you so much for joining us from your lovely family holiday.
Thank you, Joe, and I look forward to seeing you face-to-face next week. I'm off to Port Douglas for some breakfast just up the street, then a swim in the surf. Thank you, Mark Petkovic, for a magnificent help in being able to guide me through this morning.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the technology wasn't our friend today for you, Hinesy, but it's lovely to have you join us however you've made it today.
Thank you. We're here.
That's right. As always, check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, and we will see you all next week.